tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Another 300-1 winner on the PGA Tour, which of course means another loser for us. How are we feeling?
I mean, I hit Cam Young live at 50-1 on Saturday too. So I'm not feeling great.
More pain.
It was a full bet too. Would have been a nice winner. I can't believe Pete Malnati won a fucking PGA event.
It's insane. Just the whole year has been so weird this year. I mean, I think 10 out of 12 winners have been triple digits.
Who wasn't? Well, you had the two Scotty and then Knapp.
Right. And then, well, then Hideki was like 80.
And Clark was 90.
So over 80.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a really bad season, man. I'm fucking broke.
Yeah. Broke. I mean,
the well has run dry.
Absolutely. Yeah, the well's definitely run dry. Not doing good over here, but I'm just crawling my way down here to try to put one show together. But at any given show, this might be the last, just so you guys know.
Yeah, this could be the end. And we're going into a tournament where Scottie Scheffler has won two in a row. Is plus 250 to win the event. We haven't seen that since Tiger Woods.
So, yeah, very much might be the end. So, if it is, just hopefully you guys enjoyed the ride over the last 3 or 4 years.
Valspar, Malnati definitely beat Cam Young. I know people have an issue with Cam Young not closing. We're never really on Cam Young, so we never really see that shit. So you not being on Cam Young, what did you think yesterday?
I mean, I thought he kind of, I mean, Malnati definitely beat him, but it definitely was there for him.
It helped that Malnati made a bird on 17. If Young had just gone out with a bogey that way and Malnati won by one, that would have been pretty bad. Like, really bad. Oh,
it would have been really bad. Yeah. But I just have no faith in Cam Young to win anything, to be honest with you right now. I mean, I just think he finds a way to lose. His lag putting doesn't look to be good, and not just because of 18, but in general. I knew, like, when he was taking that driver on 18, I knew it was not hitting the fairway. I knew there was no chance he was hitting the fairway.
He was so good with it, though, all week.
But I just know. I mean, he's a loser.
Is he a loser? Is he just, like, I don't know. I guess I'm not on him enough.
Yeah.
But, like, he always gets to those spots. He's going to win.
Yeah, he will win. He will win. Pete has nuts. I was really impressed with that.
Pete has nuts.
That shot on 17, man, was great.
Yeah, that was a great shot. Dude, I can't believe we're in a world where Peter Malnati won a fucking golf tournament. I thought he was just like a filler, like a guy that they just put in events to make sure they have enough guys. He's not a real golfer. What the fuck?
I know. I bet him first round leader so many times.
That's the only time you bet Pete Malnati. He's fucking first round leader.
I know. I didn't think he could win, but looking back, I mean, he was T9 at Honda. Not that that's enough reason in itself to bet him, but. And then you get the director stuff. I mean, like, how come you have guys like Rory and them who? That's an excuse why they never win. And then this guy, he's a terrible golfer. And then he wins.
He got inspired by Yasser?
Maybe. Or maybe that's just an excuse for the guys like Rory who play like shit.
Rory played well. It was the guys like your boy Cantlay and Spieth who suck ass now because of it.
Well, yeah, they're very mentally weak. But, I mean, I don't know what it is. I am a Malnati guy for whatever reason. I was rooting for him, like, you know, in just a personal
Well, he should have been rooming for me, asshole. I need fucking cash.
That's what I mean, just in a personal way. Like, obviously, I wanted you to win the bet, but like, if I was just watching as a spectator, I would have wanted him to win.
Then he started crying, and everybody wants to suck his cock. That shit, I wanted to puke.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but I don't know what it was. Maybe it's because I'm in a very poor emotional state right now. But I got a little emotional watching that.
Oh, that makes me sick.
I know. I like him. I've always liked him. I don't know what it is about him, but
I lose to a guy with a bucket hat and a yellow ball. You shouldn't be allowed to play with a yellow ball on the PGA Tour, man. That's bullshit. That should be a fucking rule.
Well, Rory Sabatini doesn't. Who's going to tell him no? You going to go up to him and tell him to put it away? He'll fuck you up.
Where is that guy?
I think he's dead.
It wouldn't surprise me. Is he from, like, Slovakia?
Yeah, maybe he's out in Ukraine or something.
Not
a geography guy. That might be nowhere close to Ukraine.
Okay, before we get into our JT play. All right, a couple rules things yesterday.
Oh, my God.
So Keith Mitchell coming off a amazing back nine on Saturday, where after he hold, I think I saw that hole out like 8 million times. How many times are they going to fucking show it? Blast one way left on one in a fucking parking lot. How is the PGA Tour not like staking that out of bounds?
They should stake so much more of the course out of bounds. This is what pisses me off. And I think a lot of comments were similar to this. Like if you and I were playing for $100, I would be getting two strokes there.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's why it's, and these guys are playing at the highest level and they rip one out of bounds that far into the, I mean, not out of bounds, but off the course that far. And there's no penalty for it. In fact, you get to, they're letting him pick where he wanted to drop it pretty much.
Why couldn't he go backwards? I don't understand.
He might have to hit it from the parking
lot. Closer to the fairway.
If you don't want a penalty, these should be your options. Hit it exactly where the fuck it is in the parking lot, or you take a penalty.
That was ridiculous. Holy shit.
And the TIO shit is ridiculous too. I mean.
Yeah, the TIO is getting out of control.
It's all out of control. We do too much to make the game easy for these players. And that's one thing that golf has on the other sports that they're not taking advantage of. Some interesting parts of the game is like you never know what lie you're going to get or where the ball is going to end up. And like you got to find a way to make it work. And I think that's what's fun about golf. But anytime people are in any type of predicament, there's some type of out written in the rules where they can get around it.
Oh, yeah. Like Peter Malnati. He had a shit lie on fucking 16. But he was allowed a free drop right onto the green. That type of shit needs to be rewritten. Like, I understand he gets a drop. But, like, you should have to be able to drop it at the same grass type or grass level. You know what I mean? You can't go from the rough to the green. And even Pete was like, this is a huge advantage for me. Like, he even said it. He was like, I just want to make sure I'm doing this correctly because I know this is a big advantage.
It's completely bullshit. And the rule should be, in a situation like that, it shouldn't be two club length or club length. It should be closest point of relief where you're no longer being interfered with by the club head with the same as close to the lie as you had before.
Like the same, like either rough,
yeah,
first cut, fairway, green.
Well, yeah, recreating the same lie you already had.
Yeah.
So like,
I mean, you can never exactly recreate it, but
no, as close as possible.
Right.
I mean, Rory's done it before. I remember him putting it, and he's like, I remember him at one point saying, it was a couple of years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, saying, no, my lie was worse than this, and he made the lie worse.
I do remember that. I was at a major. I remember that.
It might have been at Quail Hollow or...
thought it was Southern Hills.
Maybe it was. But, like, if you're dropping from a sprinkler head because your club path goes in the way, all you need is 6 inches.
I thought this it was just his feet that were affected by the sprinkler head, right?
Right. So he can move his feet 6 inches back.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or put the thing on the other head. Like if I was playing again, if I was playing with you, that's what we would be like. All right, just find somewhere close to the sprinkler head that doesn't impact with your swing. So you have the same
exactly.
shot.
Exactly. Exactly. I would never let you putt the ball.
No, it's like, sprinkler head. I'm going to drop this one on the green.
Like, yeah. They try to do like, make your drop precise. I was just like, hey, Matt, just put it in the same rough area. I don't care if you drop it from up here or fucking at your knee. Like, just put it in the same rough area. I don't care.
So why is the game harder for us than it is for the best in the world?
It's crazy. Crazy.
I saw another one. The other one, too, is we had... I want to say this benefited us earlier in the week. We got a good TIO drop.
Yeah, JT.
Okay.
He blasted one on 14, that par 5. He blasted it, and then he got a wicked good drop and ended up hitting a flop shot, that great flop shot, to about a 2 feet.
Not right. So, like a foot. So he dropped it twice.
Yeah.
Both times that you got a bad lie. So, all right, I'm just going to place it. He placed that thing so gently.
Yeah.
Like, again, if I did that and we were playing a match, oh, give yourself a fucking better lie than that, asshole, huh? Like, come on. You plop the thing up, sitting right on top of the grass. So you perfect ball placement for a flop shot.
Yeah.
just a nice bed of grass underneath it.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I mean, the whole thing needs to be reevaluated. I don't know what it takes to make these people change or just think about these rules even for, it just feels like it's impossible to change. I don't think it's going to change.
Why though? It feels like it's just easy.
It should be easy.
Like that's an easy fix. Like, hey, you guys can drop it nearest point of relief, but you can't change the grass type that you're on.
It should be easy, but a lot of none of this
it can be written completely, like, it's obviously not going to be called grass type, but they'll figure a way how to write it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. At like the Honda back in the day, they would just blast it at the tents behind 18, and they would just, like, instead of being in the rough, they would just drop it in the fairway.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
Well, I proposed this before. You're adamantly against it, but maybe you're coming around to it. I know you don't mind the TIO relief with this grandstands as much. But if you're going to get two club lengths from the grandstand, if you go way over or way left of the green and give yourself a good lie, especially when the pin's on the other side, I think that's too much of an advantage for a wayward shot.
Yeah, but remember at the Honda, they were getting like four club lengths because, like,
where you got the... This was line of sight after your first drop.
Yeah. I think that's what JT had. What happened to JT this week?
Whole thing's crazy. It just needs to change. And then I just real quick, while we're on the subject, I think it's a good time to talk about Clark.
What do you got?
So obviously the cheating with the trampling down the rough. I mean, that is cheating. The way he matched the club down, all that things. I don't think it's right. And my golf spy, and I was talking about this before, but I didn't know the right way to phrase it. And I knew there's a lot of Wyndham Clark supporters online who are going to come after me if I said anything about it. So the site My Golf Spy wrote an article about this, and I thought it was really, really good. I suggest you read it. But it talks about how Clark has taken advantage of the rules of the caddy lining him up, and how he's the intent of the rule he is breaking, even though by letter of the law he's not breaking it. The intent of what he's doing is goes against the spirit of why the rule was put in place to begin with. So
that was put in place in the last like 5 years or so, right?
Yeah. So basically the rule says if the caddy's lining you up while you're addressing the ball, you can't hit the putt. So they do everything and he steps off for a second just for the sole purpose of satisfying the rule and creating a loophole. And then he goes and addresses it again.
Does he have his ball marked down?
The ball mark is down. He's getting set up. He's going to address it. The caddy comes in, and then so he doesn't. He technically doesn't break the rule because he doesn't address the ball while the caddy's behind him. But the spirit.
Yeah, and his ball mark is still down, right?
Yeah. And then the caddy comes in, and addresses the ball with his wedge.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And says, "This is where you hit it." So he shows him the line. He shows him the stance. He shows him every single possible thing you possibly do with that putt. The caddy should not be allowed to address the ball. I don't give a fuck if it's with a wedge or not. He shouldn't be able to address the ball.
That's true. I agree.
So
how do we get this fucker? How do we get this fucker penalized? Because I fucking hate this prick.
I think he's the biggest cheater we've ever seen on the PGA Tour, and I think he's a fraud. I think if you take that, he's such a great putter. I mean, how many guys like that have you seen that are great putters? It doesn't feel like his caddy is not only lining him up but addressing the ball, and Clark has just gotten good at imitating what he's seeing.
You think he's a bigger cheater than Reed?
Yes.
Let's go.
Because I think Reed's a better golfer.
Oh, hot take.
Reed's a better golfer. And I think this guy has finagled the rules that, again, he's allowed to do it. It's written in the way that he can do it. But he's taken advantage of the rules to a point where I don't even know how good he is.
What do you think? I don't know.
I mean,
he won a U.S. Open.
Yeah, while he was trampling down all the rough in the U.S. Open, and he was drilling 40-footers because the caddy basically hit the putt.
I mean, he's good. You got to give him, he's good.
He's good, but.
He's a cheater for sure. I agree, but he's definitely a good golfer.
He's not reading his own putts at all.
I'm ready to go to war on this. I fucking hate Windy.
Any bad lie, he is trampling it no matter what. He's pretending to use a different club so he can smash the rough down as much as possible. Like, again, back to the same analogy. If we played with this dude in a foursome, after he walked away, I'm like, hey, nice to meet you, man. Look to you and say, yeah, I'm never playing with this motherfucker again.
Yeah, right. I agree. Yeah.
Kick him off the tour, Doug. Send a message. You want to take the things? Kick his ass off the tour.
Oh, he'd just be on Live then.
Then I wouldn't watch Live.
He's probably going to Live anyways. Okay. We done with Windy? That piece of shit.
Someone commented today on when I said something about him, and they said, "Oh, it's so funny how much you hate Clark." But the thing is, I'm not hating Clark. I think he's a cheater, and I want this to stop. I want this to get out of the game. This has nothing to do with personally for Clark. And if someone said, "Oh, you could interview Clark, but now you can't because you shit on him all the time," this is what I would say. I have no interest in ever talking to that guy.
You hate Clark. Don't lie.
If his representative said to me, "Hey, we want to sit down for an interview," not that they would, but if they did, I would say no thanks.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? You give you a chance to ask him all these questions.
He wouldn't like it. I think he wouldn't answer him.
But what if he said open book?
All right, then I would do it.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. Hey, Windy, what were you doing here for fucking 15 minutes while you trampled down this lie and then placed the ball there?
Imagine if he takes the next level. He's doing it, he pretends to trip. Whoa! Falls down on the ground next to the ball. Gets a free drop. That's his next move.
All right, so we hit Cam Young. We hit anything else on Malnati since he actually did win?
No, I mean, good for him, I guess. By the way, just because I like Malnati and I was happy that he won, I still think his comments that he made about Liv and the team shit were stupid.
Yeah, I agree with that. How about that asshole Crazy Carl?
Oh, my God. Like, chipping in from everywhere?
Everywhere. That was something to see. That dude is wild. Wild. And then I guess felt really good about last week. We got two great rounds out of JT to start too. And then this asshole gets on the greens on Saturday and loses almost 8 strokes in one round putting.
He probably did in 5 holes.
Seriously.
I mean, when he birdied one, I was feeling good.
Feeling great. He hit 38 putts on Saturday.
Yeah, it was
22 feet. His longest putt was the one-on-one. That was less than 3 feet.
Yeah, it was a disgrace. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, it felt like the right bet for so much of that event until it wasn't.
He still played well statistically.
What's going on with Sunday? Do you think it's the marriage?
I mean, our Masters bet's toast with him.
Yeah.
Toast. I do feel like this could... He could spiral here, I feel like, right?
I think so, too. I mean, what if it's just like Spieth from 2017 to 2023?
Like... I've always thought JT is a better talent than Spieth, but, like, mentally, he's fucked. Right?
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's not winning the Masters. He's not. Is he playing the
fucking way? No, that was his last start. There's no fucking way he's winning the Masters.
Yeah.
Right? Is there any chance?
I wonder if we should cash it out for 70% on DraftKings.
That's what I was just thinking. Should we do that?
What's the cash out number? One of them was on a bonus bet for me, but I know a lot of you guys got FanDuel, and FanDuel gives you free, full cash backs. Man, I would cash that shit out now.
What about your Vic bet? Are you cashing that out?
I still think 25 is enough value for now.
It's going to be fucking 40.
No, he isn't.
My bets.
What's the matter, buddy?
I lost.
It's okay. It's all right, bud.
Justin Thomas. Wow. It's a $500 bet. I can cash it out for $450.
Really?
Yeah. Do I do that?
Damn, I'm not even on legal. I have a couple of other bonus bets. Yeah, I probably would. I mean, why wouldn't you? He ain't winning.
He's not. Holy hell. It's a pretty good cash out. I need the money.
If I could, I would. I can't.
Something to think about. Yeah, so I don't know. I felt really good. Seabez finished T9. He may be a factor if there's another day to play.
Yeah.
Right? Another windy day.
Yep.
But he just couldn't get on any kind of birdie run, especially on Saturday.
It was the right call, though, in terms of course fit and whatnot.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, other than that, we're just fucking losers, and I don't see us hitting the tournament this week, so I don't know what to tell you guys. I really don't see it happening, but we're going to bet it.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a week you want to take off, this wouldn't be the worst one.
Yeah, so.
But, you know, but even if you don't bet tournaments, and I think you would, I still think it's good to listen just to get context for the event you're going to watch and to put everything into context and kind of think about how it's going to go and everything. I still think it's a great thing. And that's why I like talking about things other than the betting and the show. And I'm trying to do that, you know, more stick to kind of an itinerary that we've been doing lately. So I enjoy doing that. I think it's good, even if you don't bet it. But this week, are we going to hit a winner? Probably not.
I do feel good about the players we're betting.
So you think it's just so Scotty?
The process is good. I just have no confidence. Like, I don't know.
So the process is good.
We gotta trust the process here. Just trust the process.
All right, I get some stuff to say about it. So first of all, I remember feeling this exact way before. Like, there's no way we're ever gonna win. I'm completely ran out of money. Things are just looking terribly, and then we went on a crazy run, and
yeah, I'm hoping.
I remember this exact feeling, and I'm not saying we're definitely going on a crazy run really soon, but it's in life and in golf betting. When things are bad, they're never as bad as they seem, and when things are good, they're never as good as they seem because those bad ones are right around the corner. So it goes both ways. I mean, it's just trying to survive until you get there, and that's what I'm trying to do. And then when it comes to this betting tournament, all we can do is look at the event, look at the players, look at the course fits, and decide if we bet a guy 100-1. All we're saying is if they play this tournament 100 times, I think he wins more than once.
Yeah.
And that end of the day, that's what we're doing. And so, I mean, we'll keep taking swings at it. I think our picks are good. Our process is sound. It hasn't changed from the years you win 12, 13 events. So, I mean, stick to it.
Does that mean Scheffler wins 25 times out of 100?
That's what they're telling us.
That's fucking insane.
Does he win one? If you play this tournament 3 times, I mean, the better way to do it, I think he's 350. If you play the tournament 3.5 times, say 4 times, is there any chance he doesn't win one?
He's definitely winning. Yeah, he does.
So that's the right number.
Yeah. We just got to pray it's not this week.
Exactly. So that means three. So as hard as it is to picture beating him, and I think the odds are correct here, that means 3 out of 4 times he doesn't win.
That's a good point. Yeah. Good point.
So
good point.
Let's see. Maybe it's that time.
All right. Bone on the Valspar. Good tournament. Nice hard event. I think we get another hard one coming up.
I do too. The only thing is, so one thing I wanted to touch on was the season change. What does that do to this event?
I think it makes it harder, right?
So to clarify for the listeners who don't know, this event is usually a swing season event for the first 3 editions. Then there was 1 year off, and now it's first time it's been in the middle of the year. So it'll be, yeah, I don't know. Do you think it makes it harder?
I think so.
It definitely doesn't make it longer, but it makes it harder to stay on these slopey greens.
I gotta think about this. You think it'd be softer?
No, I think it would be more firm.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So that doesn't that make it harder?
Well, yeah, but it also makes it shorter because you're going to get more run out.
Oh, yeah, true. But, I mean, it's so fucking long to begin with.
It's long. So from what I heard, they're getting a lot of rain today.
Plus, it's five par threes.
Yeah, and they're all not easy.
And they're three par fives. And they're some of the hardest par fives on tour.
Yep.
So even with, you don't need runoff. You're not using driver on five of the holes. Right? And they're all like, they're all, I think, 160 to 2 something.
Yeah, and you get some pretty steep runoff areas. So I think around the green is really, really important here. I think you got to be relatively long off the tee. You have some short guys hitting here, but I think with the firm and fast greens this week, because I think it is going to dry up and it's going to be windy, which is going to make it even dry, drier, firmer on the greens. I think you want guys who are coming in with a shorter club, because I think if you're coming in with a long iron, it's going to be really tough to hold. They're elevated greens and there's steep runoff areas. I think it's going to be really hard to hold the greens with the long iron.
Yeah, you definitely need your irons dialed in. The rough's not penal at all, right? Nothing.
No.
And they've gotten rid of a bunch of trees.
The rough isn't penal, but you're not going to be able to get spin from there still. And you're going to, and these, the greens are going to be firm. So with no spin, if you're coming in with a five iron from the rough with no spin and they're really slopey, I think you're going to get, you're going to run off pretty quick.
Yeah.
That's why I think you got to be, I think distance is going to be, you know, very, very helpful, obviously.
Did you say there's multiple tiers on all the greens?
Yeah, multiple tiers, runoff areas.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what else on the course? This is a municipal course. Maybe that's why Windy always plays it. Isn't he a big municipal guy?
Is he?
I don't know. He's always wearing the shirt.
Oh.
You didn't see him with his therapist with the municipal shirt on?
No, I fast forwarded that part. So it's a muni, yeah. So it means anyone can play it.
Yeah, my cousin and uncle played it 5 weeks ago.
And what'd they say?
Basically all the stuff we're saying right now. They root a bunch of trees, long, hard course, not much rough. He thought they'd probably try to grow it up a little bit. But he said the greens are pretty crazy, and the runoffs are severe.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that's so around the green is really important. Look at the guys. I mean, when Kokrak won, he gained like 7 strokes around the green.
Okay, and then who? Finau dominated, didn't he?
Yeah. And then Ortiz gained a bunch around the green, too.
And that's what he does. And who else plays it well here? We got, I mean, Scheffler's played it twice, second and ninth. Noren was fourth last year. Rye was seventh, another around the green guy.
Why is Rye like 50 to 1 every week?
Yeah, it's so bizarre.
He should be 200.
Same with Jaeger. Jaeger's back to 35 to 1. Why?
I mean, he's at least been good here. I don't know if Rye has.
This is the best field of the 4 years at this place, right?
Yes. Well, before the swing season event.
Yeah, but they had DJ.
Well, Decky, that year was, well, that year was a week before the Masters.
Yeah, DJ, Decky. That was a good event before the Masters.
I looked back at that. Burns had like a 4-shot lead going into Sunday.
Did he?
And he finished like 13th.
Wow. Loser.
So Burns, I mean, he plays the courses similar to what, Scheffler?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it makes sense why Scotty's good here. I think you got to be long off the tee, and I think you'd have a good hands around the green. And Scheffler is both of those things.
What does Scotty not do well?
Putt.
But he has been.
I know, but we get a surface change. This is the first time he's putt on Bermuda. They're fast greens, and they're tough greens.
Are we positive they're Bermuda, not the Poa stuff?
Bermuda.
Okay. I thought that was his best surface.
What? But I mean, he's turned it around on the other shit, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. How do we attack this? How do we? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
About Scotty, is it top five minus 150? Like just free money?
No. What's the top 10?
I think it's like minus 240.
That's free money.
Is it worth laying the juice?
If you like free cash.
What if he withdraws?
Why? Because of an injury? Because of if the neck injury happened?
This is what I'm worried about. I want to root for not a tragedy like death or anything. I want to root for a tragedy to happen to him, like a golf cart hits him or something. No long-term damage, just enough to make him withdraw.
Like in Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, so if I bet a top 10, I can't root for that.
So don't bet a top 10.
But I need free cash.
cash out that JT Masters ticket.
I can't. It's all on illegals. I only have a couple bonus bets.
You know, cashing out is pretty nice. You get the money back.
Oh, it's great. FanDuel, you get to cash out full one every time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I feel like you haven't listened to me much of the things I've been saying today. Is there any truth to that?
I don't know.
I said that a couple times already.
Yeah. Attention span.
All right. So we'll get Scotty.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Maybe I'm not listening. I don't know. I'm just in a bad place. I need fucking winners. And Scotty Scheffler is 2.5 to 1 to win this event. And I don't feel like we have a winner. Well, so I'm trying.
So that's what I'm trying to. Is there anything we can do to make this tournament bettable? Like where we can break even if Scotty wins? Or is that just stupid?
Free play, I guess. So is that something you want to do?
No. I spent it all.
You didn't get more after last week?
No, not on the one that gives me it.
Is there a without Scotty market? That's got to happen, right? Or does nobody really care? It's the Houston Open.
I think there is, but I mean, I don't care about that either. I just mean, like, what if you put, like, say you're risking $2,000 this week. What if you put $500 on Scotty?
That wins you $1,000. $1,200. You still, yeah.
At least if he wins, you don't take an absolute bloodbath.
I think you try to hit him live.
Yeah, that could be it too. So this is what I'm trying to figure out.
I think you got to try to hit him live.
At that low of a number, the chances that at any point he's better than that is pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's what you got to do.
All right. So what's the game plan?
Still not going to get good, though.
No, like 6-7? Yeah, but you can put $200 on it instead of, you know, 900.
Yeah. Okay. We talked enough about Scotty. Want to get the rest of the board or what else?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Scotty, 260. Now on DraftKings, you got Windy 12. Anything more on Windy? This makes a lot. This course actually makes a ton of sense for Wyndham Clark.
It does. Yeah, it absolutely does. But he's been contending a lot. I mean, is he going to keep contending in every event?
He doesn't really contend at the shit events. He's been contending at the big ones.
Yeah, he's Brooks.
38th, 41st, 16th. I mean, I have zero interest of betting Wyndham Clark at 14 to 1, 12 to 1. I hate his gut, so I'm just going to say no.
Yeah, I think he can work here, but is he going to work at 12 to 14 to 1? Like, I have no interest in that whatsoever. And it wouldn't shock me if he didn't play that well. I just think he's being heightened into this category that maybe he belongs in based on his results. I'll give you that. But I don't know. I don't see him coming to a weak field, kind of a lesser event, and coming and waxing everybody's ass. I haven't seen that out of him yet.
Yeah. No, I think the number's completely fair. That was my guess. He'd be 14.
Me too.
So, all right, then you get into the 20s. You got Zal, Sahith, both 20. Defending champ Finau, 22. Day, 25. And Siwoo, 28.
That Finau number's drifting, huh?
Yeah, I saw 25. Starting to play like ass, though.
Yeah, I'm not interested whatsoever in him.
No?
No, do you?
No. No. Missed the cut last week. Why did he play last week?
I was thinking about looking to find a way to target him.
Really?
Well, when my first odds came out, like 18 to 1, I was like, I know he won last year, but I don't think he's playing at that level of golf right now. So anyone, these other guys who are, I think you could go after him.
Was Zal?
That's what I was thinking.
Isn't Clark like plus 300 versus Scotty?
Scotty's minus 305 against Clark.
That's fucking wild. Wild.
I've never seen that in a matchup.
I would take Scotty.
I would too. I might do
it. I would not bet it, but I would take Scotty.
But I mean, what chances are better? If he's top 10 minus 240, what is he a better chance of doing, coming in the top 10 or beating one guy?
Beating one guy.
So wouldn't you rather bet minus 300 instead of minus 240?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a top five. Sorry. Top five or beating one guy. So it's even better.
Wow. Should we do it? Fuck Clark. Clark just puts it right up our ass. We get completely drilled this week.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad. All right. So in this tier, who do we like?
We're going back to Willie Z. Off of players missed cut. 20 to 1. I already bet it. You?
Yeah, I did.
All right, 20's good. I think some people got 22. Long, tough courses is what Willie Z does. I went back to I went through his whole profile today because I was trying to find somebody that I think could actually beat Scotty, and I do think Willie can beat Scotty when he's on his game. The big question is he back or not, obviously. But his best finish is outside that St. Jude win. What did I say? 13 out of the 15 top 10s he's had in his career are all on long, tough tracks. U.S. Open, 2020, Wingfoot, 6th. Farmers, 7th, 2021. API, 2021, 10th. Masters, 2nd, 2021. PGA at Kiowa, 8th. Farmers in 2022, 2nd, lost in the playoff to Luke List. 2022 Masters 6, 2022 PGA, lost into a playoff to JT at Southern Hills. 2022 Memorial 5th. These are all long courses. Brookline, I don't know if you consider that a long course, but you have to hit a lot of long irons there. He finished 2nd to Fitz. Genesis 4th in 2023, Genesis 2nd this year, and API 4th this year. Those are all long, 7,400 plus yard courses. That's what this is. Give me Willie Z on a long, tough track. Worried about him around the green, and obviously still worried about the injury concern.
Yeah, agree with all those things. I'll add, obviously went to high school in Texas.
Lives in Dallas currently.
So he should be good in the area. I do like him. It seemed like a really good Willie Z course. Long irons, right?
Isn't this more of a Masters prep than most courses?
That's why they put it on the schedule in 2020 before the November Masters.
Yeah, it crushes the Masters.
Exactly. And then DJ comes 2nd and then goes and wins the Masters the following week.
Yeah, Hideki, Masters.
Hideki was 3rd.
Finau plays great at the Masters.
Ortiz would if those pieces of shit let him in.
Scumbags.
So yeah, I think all those. I mean, you want a guy who can beat Scotty. He's one of the ones that can. Arguably, he's the second best player in the field, I would say.
Yeah. I think he's better than Wyndham Clark. If you're asking me that.
So, you question if he's back. I'm not worried if he's back with the injury. Like, I don't think he's still injured or anything.
Right.
I mean, he wouldn't have come in second API and fourth at Genesis or whatever. My concern is more, can you win this soon coming up back from an injury, even if you're fully healthy?
Right.
So, yeah, I mean.
So we're going with Zal. So we were debating Zal, Sahith. Do we take both or do we take one and then go bombs? And we're going one and bombs.
Yep.
Right?
One and bombs.
I mean, the reason we chose Zal over Sahith, I just think there's more value in a Zal 20 than a Sahith 20. I think Sahith should be 30, right?
That's how I felt. I can't really stomach betting him at 20 in a field that has Scotty Scheffler in it.
I know he's playing well, but yeah, that's just a tough number.
Yeah, not really interested in that at all. I like him. I think he's a good course fit because he's good around the greens and he can get away with spraying it.
Yep.
But I'm just not going to bet it at 20. It's too much of an investment at 20-1 that I don't think is warranted. So hopefully he doesn't win.
I could see Day playing well.
For sure. Day. We bet him here last year. He finished in the top 10.
Okay. I finished 16th.
Okay, yeah. But he goes on to win. What was that? That wasn't the next week, was it?
No. This was the swing in 2022 was the last time it was played.
That's right.
So it wasn't even played last year. But yeah, he obviously won the Byron Nelson last year, Texas event. And then you got Siwoo. I mean, nobody's hitting it better than Siwoo out there right now. But, I mean, just looking at Siwoo, every single one of his wins are on shorter tracks. So, I don't know. You get him at Valero next week. Maybe you can bet him at Valero. I don't know. Seen him up to 35. Tough one to leave out, but I'm just going to leave him out.
Yeah, I was hoping for a 40, but I mean, yeah, I was hoping for a 40. What are you going to do? I think you could definitely win, but the saving grace for this is looking from the devil's advocate would be all his wins are on short courses.
Yep.
And this course is long.
Right.
He's been gaining off the tee, but I mean, has it been on long courses or short courses?
He did it at API, didn't he? Didn't he lose like a zillion on the greens at API?
Yeah.
He's a great driver of the ball. Tee to green, he's fucking ass. Oh my God.
Yeah, so good.
Off the tee. I mean, every single week. He hasn't lost strokes off the tee since January of 2023. He's a great golfer. And he's great around the green, too.
Yeah, I liked him. Coming into the week, he's probably one of my biggest targets.
Yeah. What if it was 40?
I mean, if we can fit him with what we've already done, maybe.
All right. We bet the other guy?
A little bit.
Okay. The other guy is this next guy listed at 35-1. We've seen him up to 45, but he's 35 on DraftKings. Alex Noren.
Yeah.
What do you got on him?
I like Noren. Coming into the week, he was our first gut. And that's why it's really tough, like going in the week before, like ignoring this guy, because if he wins, we just have to fucking kill ourselves. So it'd be tough not to bet him. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why he makes so much sense here. I mean, he has been good here in the past already, but so what did he finish here?
Fourth last year.
Fourth last year. And he's playing better this year than he was last year, right? I mean, he was good. Was he ninth at the Players?
19th at the Players, ninth at Honda.
Yeah. Last two. So, I mean, he's playing great. He's great, and he's been good in Texas throughout his career. He is good around the greens. He's hitting it pretty well right now. He's top 10 or top 20 in my model in in strokes gained on long, difficult courses. He's 30th around the green, 21st off the tee. When he finished T4 here, he gained 2.2 off the tee and 7 on approach. His two starts at the course, he's gained 0.6 putting in each of them. He's good on fast Bermuda. And back-to-back top 20 finishes, whatever. So I just think this is the tougher scoring. He doesn't have to get to 25 under, which I don't think he's capable of doing.
Is he capable of winning, though? That's the big question with the guy, obviously. All the stuff you're saying is great, but like...
No, probably is not.
So like this number should be higher. Like he should be 50 plus.
But why isn't he? Is he that popular of a guy?
I don't think so. Fuck. I really don't see him winning, but I want to bet it.
That's where I'm at too. It's so weird. Like,
because the thing is, see him finishing just sixth.
Well, the reason why we do this is because I don't think you can not bet a guy because you can't see him winning. If he's the right golfer and he's the right fit and he's the right bet, then he's the right bet, and you just hope he wins. I mean, he could have won Bermuda who would he play against?
Camilo.
If Camilo realized he sucked ass at golf for the last 20 years and he misses a couple of putts, all of a sudden no one wins. Like, it just takes one thing to change everything.
He was third at Shriners, too. I didn't even realize that. That was Tom Kim. He only lost Tom Kim by 2 shots there.
Like, I don't think he's a loser in general.
He's won some big events on the Euro Tour.
And how many, when he lost in that playoff, where was the Travelers?
I don't recall that.
No, he lost in like a 5-hole playoff at one point. Didn't he?
Oh, yeah. I was on him.
Where was that?
Today. At Torrey.
Yeah, at Torrey.
That was years ago.
I mean, if you go to 5 holes in a playoff against the best player in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. That was a Monday finish.
He's old, though.
Not that old. Early 40s.
Yeah, but shouldn't he be like 36?
He got over here late.
So, yeah, I mean, I think he's course fit-wise. He's playing great golf. Like,
he's got the Rocket Mortgage. Isn't this a Rocket Mortgage comp?
Yeah, so we're actually looking at this, and I thought this was really, really important. Yeah, you got Tom Doak design. So I pulled up all the Tom Doak. And shout out to Best Betsperts here. I like that they don't just have a couple of designers. You can pick any designer and see who's played well, the best at those courses.
Yeah.
So you get all of them. So I was really happy about looking at the Doak one. And you had so just to give some examples of what we have Rocket, Canadian Open.
Last year's Canadian Open?
Yeah, last year's Canadian Open.
Scottish
Open might be it, and then this from the last couple of years. So Finau was first, Clark was second, 30 rounds. I wonder why.
I'll tell you in a second. Keep going.
Scheffler, so that's not great. Then you get Rye, Taylor Moore, Jason Day, Bob Mack, Kisner, Smalley, Jaeger, Griffin, Lauer, Carl Yuan. Alex Noren right there, 14th strokes gain total on Tom Doak design. So he played well at Rocket and in this event.
Clark has an 8th and a 17th at the Rocket and 2 top 25s at the Scottish. So that's probably why.
Okay. And then some other guys I really like that we'll get to in a little bit who are on this list as well. But but Noren, he plays these types of courses well. I just love for him that. Like, he can, if it gets windy and shit, he can play really well.
Yeah, I think he's going to contend. It's just the winning thing. But I don't know. I don't see him. We haven't seen him enough in the spot to, like, say he's going to choke.
No.
So I just got to bet it. But he doesn't win. Like, he doesn't.
Someone sent this to me at one point. Like, the data shows, like, if you don't win in your first 150 starts, you never win.
Has he had 150 starts?
or whatever the sample size was. But yeah, I think it might have been about him.
So we're just gonna bet him at 45-1.
I don't fucking know. Sure.
I mean, he's fucked. We need a winner, and we're going with Alex fucking Noren.
Well, he's the right bet, but what do you do?
He's the right bet, but he should be like 65, 70.
Not on this PGA Tour.
Oh, fuck.
Noren's going to fucking come out here and win this week.
All right, I'm going to tail. Can't say I love it. Can we get a 50 at least?
It should be 50, but I don't see it going that way. He's too popular, and he's already down at 35 in DraftKings. He usually can see it's where the wind's blowing.
Oh, fuck. All right, after him, you got Mitchell, Hoagie. Mitchell, 40. Hoagie, 45. Jaeger, 45. What about Mitchell? He's a top 10 here. No?
I don't know, man. You see many guys win after... Well...
He did it at the Players, and then...
That's why I didn't bet him at the Players. And sorry, that's why I didn't bet him after the Players.
Valspar, yeah.
Because like, I bet a matchup on him or something. He shot like plus 8. I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing? So I'm not going to bet him the next week. Funny thing is, Malnati did the same thing and he won.
Malnati shot an 81 on Sunday at the Players.
Well, so, but that was my point. I was going to say, like, do you usually see guys shoot an 80 on a Sunday and all of a sudden win the next week? Well, it just happened last week.
So is there hope for Justin Thomas at the Masters?
No.
Guy shot a 79.
It's brutal.
Next, that's Augusta.
What if someone shot a 79 on Live? They would have said, washed up guy tour or whatever.
Kick him off the tour.
I mean, Mitchell, yeah, I get his stats were good. He's playing well. I'm not interested, no.
Even with the plus 80 or whatever he shot, he still led the field in approach.
That was pretty alarming. What he did on Sunday.
they already crowned Malnati. They still had two guys coming up the fairway on 18. Him and Bauer were like fucking 16 over.
Oh, awful.
All right. I mean, Hoagie, nobody's striping it better than that guy.
And he still can't finish better than 16th. Right. He's hitting it better than Scotty Scheffler right now.
I know.
With the irons.
Irons off the tee. I think he went in the fucking water like 8 times at the Players, lost 9 off the tee, but still somehow gained like 8 with his irons.
So where's he won? Pebble?
He's won Pebble. I don't know. I saw a 50 on him. I don't hate it. But he's pretty bad around the green. Like
he's bad around the green, and I think the course is too long for him, right? Pebble's really short.
But those his proximity numbers. 175 to 200 on Fantasy National, last 24, fifth, 200 plus second.
Can you read me those for everybody?
Top 175, 200. You got Gim first, Zal second, Vegas third, Carson Young fourth, Hoagie fifth, Jake Knapp, Crazy Carl, Jaeger, Lipsky, Rye, top 10. 200 plus. You got Mitchell, Hoagie, Bob Mack, Thunderbear, Novak, Finau, some guy named Doherty.
Luke that guy bumps it.
Does he?
Yeah. Okay, I'll ignore all those besides the two guys out of the list I like.
Zal.
Zal and the other guy on the other one.
Okay, glad I read up to you there.
Thank you.
All right, 50 plus. You got Kitayama. I don't know why this guy's 50 plus.
People are betting him.
Really?
I don't know. I think I saw one guy do it.
Bo? Isn't he good in Texas?
Yeah, but I mean, Jesus, man. He should be 200 to 1.
Week. Yeah, right? We would definitely bet him if he was 100.
Yeah.
Jake Knapp, 55. Billy Ho, 55. Rye, 55.
Knapp seems to be the guy this week for everybody else.
Yeah, I'm good. But it makes some sense, I guess.
Because he hits it far?
Yeah, don't you think this is kind of Mexico type?
I mean, I don't know. The guy's going to win twice in fucking 4 starts.
I don't know. I'm just saying,
why people would bet him. But I no, I don't.
Because everyone wants to suck him off. That's why everyone wants to bet him.
Yeah, I don't. So
you know who else is one in Mexico?
Fina.
Fina, it's true. But I mean, a lot of guys probably have. Doesn't mean he's going to fucking do good here.
I don't know. Fina's won both.
And Rocket.
And Rocket. Ooh. Fuck.
Who are the other Rocket guys? Is Troy Merritt playing this week?
Neiman.
Neiman. He would win.
Davis.
I was going to ask you about Davis. I forgot to. He's not playing well, is he?
He's playing really bad.
Okay.
80-1. All right. What about Billy Ho, man? 12th last week, 9th at Honda. We were on him at the Players. Stats were great. I know you're not a big course guy, but like he won Memorial. Pretty sure he's going to win the Valero next week. But isn't 60 a good number for the guy?
Probably is.
Isn't he a guy that can actually fucking win? He's trying to win because he needs to win to get in the Masters.
And he's playing good. He's trying to win. He's playing good. Yeah, I completely get it.
12th and a 9th and his two of his last three starts. I just, if he gets in the mix, I feel like he can take down Scotty.
He has before for us.
That's right. He fucking did. That's right. I forgot about that.
80-1.
Yep. Anything there?
I mean, I everything you're saying, I like it. I don't know if this is the right place that he's going to win.
I don't think it is either. I'm going to bet him next week. I know that. I know I'm betting him next week. Just hold off.
It's tough. I mean, are you thinking like you don't want him to blow his load here and we can't bet him next week?
Like, what if he just plays really well and finishes fucking fourth?
Doesn't do any good this week, does it?
No, but I'll feel better about myself being on him, being right.
Well, I think he could play really well, yeah. But I think it's all going to be leading into that next week.
But if he finishes fourth and going into next week, he's going to be like 25-1, and everybody and their mother's going to fucking bet him.
So we don't want him to play well.
Right, but I think it could warrant a bet.
But in this hypothetical scenario, what are we getting out of him finishing fourth? We're getting nothing. We're getting a worse number for next week.
I know. We want him to suck so bad.
Yeah.
I can't wait to bet all the old guys next week. Billy Ho, fucking Cooch.
Cooch might need to be 300-1 for me to bet him.
Chuck Hoffman.
Yeah.
I feel really good about next week's card.
So I'm going to maybe on Billy. I mean, if you pull, maybe I will too. But I don't think he's going to win this. I think he could probably win next week. I'd rather root for him to just be like, okay.
Like 33rd.
Or like have great approach numbers and miss the cut on the number because he missed a hit one in the water or something. I don't know if there is even any water here.
There is some water. Looks like on 4 or 5 holes.
I want the best number possible next week, and I want him to be as least popular as possible next week.
Okay.
But if we get worried about him actually winning it, if we think about it the course of the week, I wouldn't be shocked to see him get thrown on the card at 60.
Okay. Then you get the 60 range. Gim, Bhatia, Hughes, Thunderbear, Taylor Moore, 70, Montgomery, 75, your boy Pat Rogers, 75, Luke List, 75.
Wow, Rogers down to 75.
I mean, up to 75? Wasn't he 50-1?
Yeah, up to 75.
Still not a big enough man.
No, it isn't. But I kind of like him on paper. He was 16th there last year, and he's playing pretty good. He was 25th at API.
What does that get us? That gets us nothing.
It's the year of the loser. Yeah, I bet Bhatia earlier. I honestly don't even know if I like it anymore. He was 70-1. He was 80-1 in FanDuel at the time. And I just thought he played really solid last week. You want a guy that can beat Scotty. Not that he definitely can, but he's a high upside talent. And it seems like he's getting it together now. He's regular routine on the PGA Tour. And I liked what he did at Valspar. I mean, he opened with a 74.
Hey, had a good weekend.
68, 70, 68. I mean, if he's good on Thursday, he has a chance to win that event. And it's a tough, and usually with water and typical courses, I don't like him. So I thought that was a pretty good sign.
Isn't he really good though, like against the Gulf of Mexico?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that what we want him? Pass Palom type events? Is he at that next level where he can win a, I guess Texas is kind of near the Gulf.
I can picture him being like a Texas guy, kind of.
Yeah.
He can get away
with California guy though. California, Carolina guy.
He is, but I mean, he's been that's not really where he's won.
No, I know that.
So I mean, I just thought it was a talent play, 80-1. I was in the zone of thinking. There's a lot of places I couldn't picture him winning. Houston, I think, is kind of one of them.
They can picture him.
Yeah, like on the fringes of something I could picture him. Not, it's definitely not what I think of when I think of Batia, but it wouldn't be. It's one of the mid categories where it wouldn't shock me.
Okay, I haven't bet it. I don't see myself getting to it at 60.
No, probably shouldn't.
I haven't bet this next guy that I know you bet, Hughes. Would you get a 70?
70.
Okay. So his path to victory is very slim. He's got to just chip in and putt his way. That guy makes, I mean, he's a poor man's like Jordan Spieth, pretty much.
Except he's better than Spieth now.
It's true. He is. I guess. I don't know if he's that good at golf, but
no.
He's got a really, really good short game. Like, I think one of the best on tour.
Which we know is very important here.
Yep.
And let's see. He rated out pretty well for me. Yeah. He's first in around the green this season.
Doesn't surprise me one bit.
Holy fifth hell. And
stats are great.
Stats are really good around the greens. He's fucked around the green. And he's fifth in Bermuda putting. He's fifth in strokes gained total at this course. So that combination, first around the green by a wide margin, fifth Bermuda putting on fast greens, and fifth strokes gained total at this course. I think that recipe of those three things combined with the fact that he just contended last week. He's played here three times, never finished worse than 26th.
Do you hold it against him from last week? It was like he was winning going into the back nine.
No, because I know he's not a loser.
Okay, but I mean, like, something like when you lose that lead, going
no, I don't,
the next
I don't
week, you want to bet him?
No, if it was like on 17, maybe.
Yeah.
But.
No, he lost it when he put the ball in the water there on 13.
Yeah.
Probably lost it before that, but.
And I think he's, I kind of looked into it because you asked me, but he's played pretty well off of good, he's put performances together, not like contending then winning, but like. 21st,
17th. Yeah. He won Sanderson, which is kind of a big course.
Yeah, won Sanderson.
Remember he was like in the lead at the US Open?
Yep.
Him and Henley.
He's gained a lot of distance the last couple of years.
At Torrey. He's a bad driver, which is you get away with it here.
He's gotten better. Look at Fantasy National in distance. I think he's gaining strokes on distance. There's like an interview about how he's gained a lot of distance over the off season.
Yeah, but he still fucking sprays it. Let's see where he ranks in this field. 94th in this field. Last 24.
Off the tee or distance?
Distance.
Yeah, not great.
Off the tee, bad. His approach has been okay, though.
I mean, that's all you need from him. He's never going to be great off the tee. I think... Stroke short game, he's fifth. Around the green, he's first. Yeah. Tee to green, 45th. Yeah, it's just all around the green. So that's just who he is. And around the, he's kind of like Ortiz, right?
Very similar to Ortiz. 14th and a 21st at the Rocket.
So he was good there. Players, he gained strokes, ball strike in all four rounds at the Players.
Yeah, he was good. Didn't putt at the Players.
I think his game's in a good place.
Does it worry you that he gained 9.6 putting and drilled like 5 40-footers last week? I think he has to do something like that to win.
Yeah, it's just who he is.
What did he win?
Sanderson, RSM, right?
Yep.
Anything else? I won something a while ago. No, maybe just Sanderson and RSM. Sanderson's a big course.
Yeah.
All right, I'll probably get behind you.
He's a guy that I just think can win. I mean, I just trust him to. I think he's win equity.
Yeah.
In President's Cup year.
Yeah, he's like the best President's Cup player. It's gonna be a good team. Mac Hughes and Adam Hadwin.
Dude, why does this guy not have a fucking Wikipedia?
Mac Hughes and Adam Hadwin against fucking Scotty Scheffler and Max Homa.
Yeah, you don't need Neiman or Cam Smith over there.
All right, anybody? I didn't touch anybody in the 70 to 80 range. I just jumped right to 100. Anybody? Cam Davis, Ryan Fox, Dietrich?
No.
All right. Next bet was Bob Mack. 110 to 1. You bet it?
Yep.
And you got that. Bob Mack's been doing stuff lately.
Yep.
Didn't really do well at the Players, not the course for him, but Bob Mack's a bomber. 33rd at Valspar last week, gained across the board. 6th in Mexico a few starts ago. He's actually good around the green. Like, I've watched him a bunch on the Euro Tour. He's actually really good around the green. You wouldn't think so because he's just a fucking fat slob, but I like 110 to 1 on Bob Mack.
Yeah, he's a high upside. We want guys who can beat Scotty if it comes down to it. He almost beat Rory at the Scottish Open, which another Tom Doak course. I can see him winning in Houston. I mean, Poulter's won in Houston.
Yeah, not at this course, but yeah, for sure.
No, but I mean, Europeans kind of like this area.
Yeah,
hits it far, good around the green. Just a spike player. I mean, if he has it this week, he could play with anyone.
Yeah. What else you got?
Champ.
Cam Champ. All you got to see from us is just a little form, and then we're back in.
He could definitely win Houston.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, bomber. This is a bomber's course. He fucking pumps it off the tee. He's first in total driving. He's not wildly inaccurate either. He's fairly accurate.
Around the green?
Yeah, a little bit. But, I mean, he's another guy who won Sanderson, just like Mackenzie Hughes. Hopefully there's a link there. And
he fucks at Mexico.
Yeah.
I think there's a link between Mexico. I know you're shitting on Nap, but.
Well, it's driver heavy.
Yeah.
And this course is driver heavy. Anytime he's driver heavy, you want him there. He's a high apex height with his irons, which I think is good for these elevated greens with steep runoffs.
He also fucks at Augusta.
Yeah, that's true. And I think he's in good place with his game. I mean, he fell apart a little bit on Sunday the other year, but I think this is a, I don't think that was a course for him. This is the course for him. So the fact that he, and every time he's won, he's had a good finish the week before. 10th, 11th, 12th.
This one, he fell off late, but he was in the top 10 going into Sunday.
If you see anything from him, you just bet him. He knows how to win, especially triple digits. You just fucking do it. And guess what? 5 times out of 6, it's not going to pay off. But the one time it does, you're hitting a triple digit winner. So love the bet. I think he can definitely win this event. Also, Texas A&M guy.
Ah, that's right. Him and his college roommate, Chandler Phillips.
Yeah.
Kind of like that guy.
Phillips, yeah. He looked all right.
Yeah. At no point did I think he was winning, but I thought he played pretty well, considering the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Champ. He's a winner. He's Houston, also a shitty golfer, but he's a winner.
Yeah, I mean, he's like Eli Manning or Joe Flacco.
Exactly. Not good quarterbacks, but they just win when it matters.
Yeah, so that's what's going to happen.
Once every 12 times.
Exactly. That's the thing with Champ. I mean, go back to what we said at the beginning. This is why we bet him. Is he one of the worst golfers in this field? Yes. if you play this 120 times, does he win more than once? Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And who's the next guy?
I jumped straight up to 200-1.
We got 200, but I don't think legals have him there.
130.
150 on FanDuel.
Okay. Let me pull him up. Ryan Moore. Obviously, he spiked last week, but it wasn't just last week. Players, he gained 6.1 approach, and last week he gained 9 on approach. Probably should have won the event, to be honest with you. Tee to green. The last two events were just great. So we're just banking on him. Do I think this is a great course for him? No, I'd rather probably rather bet him at Valero, which he actually plays extremely well. But 200-1 we had, so why the hell not? A couple bucks.
I'm typically a big Ryan Moore guy in the past, but he's been battling some injuries. Great long iron player. But he's a good type of guy. Like I would compare like a Lucas Glover.
For sure.
Like when his irons
are badass as Lucas, but yeah.
Yeah. When his irons are on, like it doesn't matter where he's playing, he can win. Because he can gain 6, 7, 8, 9 strokes on approach. He's a great iron player. So and he's younger than Alex Noren.
That's wild.
He just had some injury stuff going on, but he seems like he's fully all the way back. I mean,
his last win was John Deere in 2016, which is another long iron course.
You know who won there?
Who won there?
Didn't Mackenzie Hughes win there?
I think.
That sparked my memory. Didn't Cam Champ win there?
No, Cam Champ finished 11th there.
And then he won the next week.
And then he won the next week. No, Mackenzie's best finish day was 16th.
Okay, pretty good though. So yeah, I mean, I think more. I mean, I agree. Course is probably isn't right. He's a great long iron player. His stats jump off the page. I remember going into a week last week. I was looking at him, but I was like, his finishes are so bad, but his stats are just getting so good.
Yeah.
And then when I saw him on the leaderboard charging kind of on Sunday, I was like, fuck. Because I wanted to bet him, but now I feel like it's the time. The number's still good. I mean, how about that majestic shot into the par 5
on 14? Yeah, that was great.
When he hit that, I was like, fuck, this guy might win this event.
I didn't think he had that in him.
He's a great long iron. I mean, proximity, I'd be interested to see what he was there. Can you control F that bad boy, or is it gone?
I can find it. Hold on.
Because I think he's a great long iron player. I mean, and plus veterans, weird stories. I can just see it after battles injuries for a couple of years. He's talking in the interview afterwards, crying about how it was such a tough road back. Everyone eats it up.
Yeah. If that's what you like. You like guys crying. I can definitely picture it.
Yeah. I'm going to be a guy crying pretty fucking soon if we don't win.
I know you like that with fucking. I don't know. I don't know if you want these proximity numbers.
Nah, fuck it. especially because it's really only been 2 events, so who knows?
Yeah. So I don't know. If he continues the trend, he'll probably be around. Tough to see him winning, obviously, but it's 200-1 bet. We'll probably. What are we going to do with some of these guys? Are we going to fucking T5 any of them? I don't really have the money to be honest. If we
start a GoFundMe, I'll T5 them.
Who else you bet? Anybody?
No, I think that's it.
I bet Lashley. 220. Just solely based off the Rocket Mortgage. He won the Rocket Mortgage pretty handily. Didn't he win that thing by like 6 shots?
Yeah.
And he gained 7.7 approach at the Players. Was 3rd at this year's Farmers as well.
Is he like Doak?
He won the Rocket.
I mean, besides that?
What were the other Dokes?
Nah, fuck, I don't feel like looking for a 200-1 guy.
Ah, man. So, I don't know. 220-1. I bet that. So, the card's going to be Willie Z, 20. Noren, 45. And then you got Hughes, 70.
Yep. I got Batia, 70.
Batia 70, Champ 110, Bob Mack 110, Moore and Lashley 200+. I miss anybody?
Nope. then we're thinking about Billy.
Yeah.
Then Siwoo gets the 40. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. We get a lot of guys in the card, but it's really cheap in terms of money invested besides Zalatoris.
Yeah, he's going to have an 8-pack, I think. I mean, all these guys are like pennies to bet.
I know, it's cheap. I mean, I don't think the winner's probably on the card, but...
Yeah, we're not winning this week, but stay with us because we're definitely drilling one next week.
Yeah, and then maybe the Masters too.
Yep.
And Durrell.
Oh, yeah, Durrell. Do we have the winner there?
Nah, probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm looking forward to that thing, though. I feel like they've been off a while.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a reminder to remind you about Rory.
Oh, jeez. If you made it this far. So I got some information that Rory's took a visit to see Butch Harmon last week, which I'm not going to say who or what. And I'm not going to do a tweet about it because I think it would probably get a lot of views. I'm not trying to blow it up, but right. If you're an hour and 15, the Tap It In Show, you get it. Visiting Butch, which I think is, I mean, he's like 150th in approach this season.
So what do we take of that? Short term, that's probably a bad thing, right?
Like, yeah,
I guess short term is Masters. Can he win the Masters, I guess?
No, but maybe he figures it out by the U.S. Open and wins that.
Yeah, you love him there.
I like him there. And then also, I mean, Butch is much more neutral than Claude is in terms of the live stuff. But it's definitely not a bad thing if you think he's going to live that he's working with Butch.
Yeah, this Rory live stuff is kind of crazy.
I'm telling you, I've had people tell me it's done.
Really? What about today? They announced the TGL.
Yes, Hatton's still in the Frogs.
I don't know.
No, he isn't.
Remember when Ron pulled out and everybody tried to tell us that it wasn't because he was going to live?
Yeah, and when he joined, everyone said it meant he's not going to live. Yeah. No one gives a shit about any of that shit. So yeah, I mean, I have two more interesting things. The other one is strokes gain stats for Liv. Guy reached out to me today saying, like, because he saw my tweet about that I didn't like that they didn't have it, that it's going to be up and running really, really soon. He's the one who does it. He said he has the numbers. He's just making sure everything's perfect before they want to release it. And he also told me he's going to send me whatever I asked for personally.
Get some fucking numbers so we can bet Doral.
I asked what I got, and he said he'll get me by end of this week.
Nice.
On that. So that's cool. And then I probably won't be able to tweet it or anything. So if anyone really wants it, you can just, I don't know, fuck off, I guess.
DM.
That's what I was going to say. I don't want a million DM. But listen to the show. I'll talk about it on the Doral show next week. So it's a good tease. Make sure you listen to this. And then the one last thing I wanted to say, I was really interested in Anirban Lahiri at the Hero Indian Open this week. But
yep.
I was talking to my boy Joy today.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's getting over the flu and he's really doesn't feel good. So I don't think it's a good idea.
Oh, good insight.
I said, is he winning this week? He said no.
Did he say who was?
I don't think he knows.
I listened to him with Claude.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, shit.
There we go. If you made it to the end, you got three good nuggets there if you made it to the end of the show. So thanks for that.
Yep. Zero winners, but three good nuggets.
Three good nuggets. Hopefully that helps pay the bills.
Let's go.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.